Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the summer seminar series. All week long, we're talking about how to eat on the road because it's summer, right? You're going to take vacations, you're going to be on the road. And oftentimes, you're in your car and you're hungry and you've got 4,000 more miles to go to get to grandmother's house over the river and through the woods. What do you do? And you don't, there's no real place to stop. How do you handle car time? Well, listen, you know how they say that to sleep well, you sleep in your bed? Don't use that space for eating or watch TV. It's for sleeping. The same thing is true for eating. Don't eat in your car. If you have to, you have to. But I mean, there's nothing magic about eating in your car versus not eating in your car, except that it's really hard to eat well while you're spiking that burrito into your face at the red light, right? I mean, you just by nature, you've got to gobble it down. Researchers find that when there's 30 young women who are eating a lunch of pasta and tomatoes and cheese. They ate an average of 70 fewer calories on average when they eat slowly and chewed their food thoroughly. And it's really hard to do that in a car. So make this a principle for yourself. First of all, don't eat in a car if you can help it. If you have to eat in the car, I want you to have little things. Things that you can have that sort of finger foods. For example, in nuts, unsalted, unsugared. You can have them roasted, but nuts are awesome. Little pieces of cubes of cheese, a trail mix, grapes, little teeny grapes are wonderful. Berries, olives, a little granola, a little dark chocolate, a little dried fruit, something like that. Practice eating one nut at a time, one berry at a time. That makes it doable. That makes it where you're eating good food, you're not gobbling, and you don't have your face packed with a bacon triple cheeseburger, okay? It's good for you then. Not optimal, but we live in the real world, so sometimes we just got to do it. Listen, I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions, just let me know. Info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.